Okay, it's exactly 11:30. Myra is here from the CAB. Morning. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yes. I've had a holiday and you've had one, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Been away, yeah. So it's been a while, yes. Nice to be back.
And amazing what to come back to has been just, for me, trying to keep up, because while I was in Southeast Asia, where people don't really care about Brexit, you know, you try and have a conversation, they're not that interested for obvious reasons, except if they're Brits, and even then they're only mildly interested because they're not in Europe. Where do we start with this, Myra? I've been following your website and your Facebook posts, and it just seems that the whole residency question is really confusing people now and really scaring people.
The latter, scaring people, is true. And yeah, we've not really been posting hardly anything on it because we can't keep repeating the same things. There may be a delay, there may be a no deal, there may be a deal. And, you know, I think it's 3 years since the referendum and we still don't know.
I guess the scariest one, which I saw, was when the UK government announced that they would end free movement on the 31st of October. And everybody went, hang on a minute. Wasn't there supposed to be some kind of period where this was kind of continued? No mention made of that.
No, because this is what worries me as well. We have, in fact, Spain is much more prepared.
Yeah.
We've had since March 2019, we're waiting for some tweaks to it, the contingency plan on a no-deal scenario, which the government seemed determined to take us out on for some reasons only known to some.
Well, yeah.
So at least Spain has got its contingency plan, but most of it is reciprocal, and it doesn't help when we see that. And also so many people in the UK, EU nationals, being turned down for their settled status. My thing is, take the government to court, because the UK never did conform or adhere to the law on freedom of movement from 2007. So if you can't, you've lived there 20 years and you can't get settled status, it's through no fault of your own.
Yeah.
And here you would have rights, like you have rights after 10 years. You can even get a pension even if you haven't worked here. So though some things can be difficult in Spain, a lot of things are much more sensible.
There was an eminent government minister, and I can't remember who it was, but he was on the Andrew Marr show a couple of weeks back, and Andrew Marr said to him, people in the UK who are from Europe, who've lived in the UK all their lives, you know, for a considerable period of their life, are applying for this, you know, bit of paper you told them to apply for, and they're being turned down. And he gave an example of a woman who had been a nurse for a certain period of time, and she was turned down, and they were just so smug about it and said, oh, well, we'll get that sorted, don't worry about that. But these are real people with
these
real
lives. These are real people with their children and usually married to UK nationals. And if you've lived somewhere all your life and you've worked there, I mean, we all know that, I think anybody who really does some research knows that UK nationals go to UK to work or study. They don't go there to claim unemployment, as people, some people try and say.
Yeah.
So this, again, way back in the first year of after the referendum, I did write an article, it's still there, of course, like everything is, under the Brexit link, saying, is the government's demand for to be reciprocal, reciprocity, I haven't used it for ages. Like, there's new words now we have to learn, like fiat and other things in government. So prorogue.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
So I wrote saying that it could prejudice our situation here. Well, it has, because already the Spanish contingency plan, which is quite clear, does make it a little bit more difficult for us to apply to update our residency certificate to a TIE, because I think we've said before, Britain...
TIE being?
Tarjeta Identidad Extranjero. It's a foreigner's photo card.
Okay.
Because when we're not EU... we're foreigners. We're not, I've said it many times, we're not called foreigners at the moment. We're called European, you know, from people from the European community. So to update that has already become more difficult, because in that first year, Britain suddenly waived Like, it's like waving a piece of paper saying, we've got a great idea. We're going to give settled status as long as you do the same in Spain.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Your people have to apply because they've never been given the option to apply for residency
right,
there.
Right.
It's a different setup. So why put your strange, rather late and not thought out rules on us? So again, we have to reciprocate. And that's what worries me, even with the contingency plan. There's already changes. I think people are aware. There's already changes about residency applications. People being told they can't make an appointment because of Brexit. They are actually being told this by some officers. Alicante hasn't had available appointment as far back as I can remember.
Well, I took the liberty of looking at some of the posts from people on your website here. Here's someone here who says, is anybody managing to get appointments in the Alicante region for Residencia? We know a lot of people who have not been able to get an appointment there since April.
Yes.
You can get an appointment apparently in Valencia within a few days, but not in Alicante. Another woman here, I've waited 8 months for my appointment in October. And this, I love this, updated the paperwork, but now told they may not accept it because one document was printed from a computer. As opposed to what, a piece of haddock?
Exactly. A smoked piece of haddock as well that one could wave in the air and it would be an EU smoked piece of haddock.
Yes.
It's so sad when certain things I can sort of understand. I can understand the Spanish bureaucracy being somewhat fedazzled by us. And
that's a good word.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Great.
I think I've
I like
just
that
made
a lot.
It up.
Fedazzled is good.
By the fact that Britain keeps saying it's going to exit. No, it's not. It's going to have extension. Deal, no deal, do or die. I mean, when you say things like do or die in a ditch,
in
even.
In a ditch, yeah.
It's yeah. rather sort of says that you're going to come out anyway.
Well, it kind of does, yeah.
Yes, or we're going to have a dead prime minister, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
It's a little excessive, even for Boris, but there we are. Just remind people that if you want to call, by the way, you can either use our WhatsApp, which you know all about, or you can call our usual phone-in number and get through the studio, 952-78-4000. Actually got an email here, so let's just go through them as they come in. Modello 790, familiar with that?
Yes.
Issued in February 2012. Has no mention of permanent. Also, my padrón states that certain people have to renew every 2 years. Simon says, do I need to take any action?
Okay, you're talking about Modelo 790, which
yep.
is a fee you pay to do your residency.
Okay.
That doesn't, you know, if you've paid for that ages ago and haven't got an appointment, that's still valid. You don't say, has he got residency? Can you repeat that?
My Modelo 790 issued in February 2012, so I'm guessing the...
He means residency.
Has no mention of permanent. We've had that question before, haven't we?
You can't do anything. You're not permanent until 5 years, so just hold tight. Look at our...
it is 5 years, February 2012. So,
2012.
So he's past 20, he's
well,
past 5 years.
If he looks at the Brexit links and looks at the Spanish contingency plan, mm-hmm. we've simplified it and given four groups.
Yep.
The first group, we've got permanent residency written onto there.
Yes.
ID card will supposedly, allegedly, we shall go through smoothly. I say we because I'm one of those.
Yeah.
If he hasn't got permanent residency, it doesn't seem fair. He's still a permanent resident. He doesn't normally have to do anything, but it would be nice to have it on his certificate.
But not obligatory.
Not obligatory, but with Brexit and with the four groups, you know, having to provide more paperwork, it would be a good idea to try and get it.
But you're going to get an appointment.
If you can't get, and if you do get an appointment, if they start asking you to supply all your documentation, which is wrong when you're a permanent resident, unless they have any reason to think that you're not.
In other words, they can't ask you to re-qualify.
No.
No. No. Interesting.
You're permanent resident.
Yeah. So there's the answer there, Simon. And padrón states that certain people have to renew every 2 years. A bit different with the padrón.
No, the padrón doesn't state that.
No.
Some people state that. That's for either people that are not resident but residing here in the EU nationals or for non-EU. We actually only have to update when the town hall calls us. But look out, because town halls do remove people. Again, the system doesn't work correctly with the padrón. There's a clear law. There's a clear law, and if those in the padrón offices would only abide by the law,
depends who you get.
They're civil servants being paid for knowing, and really and truly, it's time that they. But we say to people, stand your ground with certain things. If the town hall communicates with this gentleman, then yes, he needs to go and let them know he's still alive and still residing there.
Hope that helps, Simon. Caller waiting on the line. Morning, you're live on TRE.
Yeah, good morning to Myra and Bill. Sharon Alicante.
How is the weather this morning, Sharon?
It's better. The sun's actually come out now, but it was like walking down through a waterfall last night. It was really amazing. It was quite exciting, actually, and the reservoirs do need topping up.
I bet they are, yeah.
It's easy for me to speak because we haven't been flooded out like some people,
no, so sure.
I wouldn't want to be in that position. Morning, Myra. We have permanent residency and we've had residency for years, got permanent residency last year. Would you advise us to start applying for a TIE now or not?
No, Sharon, because you've done the right thing. You've got permanent residency written on your certificate. Remember, we're still in the EU. You're still an EU citizen. You cannot apply for a TIE.
Okay.
Hopefully, do go to our website and look at the Spanish contingency plan. You're Group 1, and it should be very simple for you. Fingers crossed at your office. So, no, don't do anything. Luckily, you have that permanent written on your certificate.
Yeah, we do. A very quick question. I cannot, for the life of me, I can understand why some things are reciprocal, but I cannot understand why the British government, off their own bat, cannot just offer to update our state pensions on a permanent basis instead of only till 2023. Why is that?
Exactly. I can't see either, because they have these agreements with other countries that are non-EU. So I think the government on a couple of things are letting you down, both on the...
Very much so.
The pension and uprating. There's no reason. Wonders. I hate to be cynical today, but today I'm cynical.
Mm.
Are they trying to think of saving some money and finding a way? Why can't they do it? Why can't they reassure everybody? Pensioners have lost enough as it is with the pound being so low for so many years. No matter whether people say it was low before, it's obvious why it's fluctuating at the moment and keeping very low.
Yeah.
It's really not fair. And I think you should all write to your government or your ambassador and say, stop messing us around. Give us some, these are our rights.
Reassurance.
Yes,
we're going to a couple of pop-up meetings to meet the consulate director to various ones at Alicante Airport and the others at Cabarroch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going because I want to ask her the same question.
Mm.
Yes, do ask some questions, because I've been at seminars with the last ambassador. I hope this ambassador will. Let's be honest. These are government officials. These people work for the Foreign Office.
They're not very helpful, really, at the end of the day, because they can't say anything.
They're trying to reassure everybody. But when I've brought up the four groups at a seminar, it wasn't taken very well by the ex-ambassador, who's no longer with us, bye-bye, Simon. He didn't seem to like that we could say that anything could go wrong, and things do go wrong.
It's
We're
awful.
On the ground, as citizens advise.
Totally.
People on the ground
know
things go wrong. So do ask all the questions, and also about this assurance. Please, I'd like you to come back to me when they say everybody with a residency certificate will be fine. You cannot say that. So please ask them, how can they assure people? Because there'll
Keep
be people
the
in the
Myra.
Audience.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Sharon.
That's your homework for the day, Sharon. Wait, if you're going to the...
I know I will, and I will report back.
I was going to say, if you're going to the meeting at Alicante Airport, you might want to take a boat.
Yes, and don't go in the lifts. Try the lifts.
Yeah. Thanks, Sharon. All the best. Thank you for calling, as always. Okay, we have another caller. Morning, you're live on TRE. Hi. Hello. Oh, well, there's someone there with the radio on in the background. If you could just call back again and turn the radio down, then we'll be splendid. WhatsApp, just to lighten the mood a little bit here, from Alan, who says, great post I saw today on Facebook. It says, today is October 30th, 2228, and the UK applies for an extension at the EU headquarters. This great traditional event happens every year, though no one knows why or when it started. I like that.
Very good.
Morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Hello, this is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia. Hello.
How are you?
Good. What can we do you for?
Very quick question. My husband and I have both got green certificates with Permanente on them.
Mm-hmm. That's another new word, so I'm not the only one that's come up with a new word today.
Can't say that word. But is it advisable for us to change them to the new photo card?
No, because you can't, because you're an EU citizen. You can't do that until we exit, either with a deal or without a deal. So try not to worry. Look at the Brexit link on our website. It'll show that you're in Group 1, the Spanish contingency plans. Go down a bit.
What I meant was, we've just done Mum and Dad's, and they got the little cards.
The little card, we call it a card. You mean the little flimsy green?
Yeah.
Card size. Yes, that's...
Yeah.
You've got the A4, have you?
Exactly.
Have you got permanente written on it? Don't worry, don't do anything until we change and check you're in Group 1.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
That's for a no deal and for a withdrawal agreement. I've got a feeling that if we have a new withdrawal agreement, I think it's more about Ireland. I think citizens' rights will remain the same again on our website, so you can see. We just don't know dates now because we did have 2 years transition period, but one of those years have already passed.
All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 952-784-1000 if you need to call and ask for some advice. I see that also in the news today, OXO, of all people, are bringing out a new cube to celebrate Brexit. They're calling it the laughing stock. Now, moving swiftly on, with people who are concerned and are kind of scrabbling towards getting their residential... you can say they should have done it before. Let's forget all that.
Yes,
but they haven't got it. And so they're now scrabbling towards it because they're now scared by the talk coming out of the UK, and particularly Mr Johnson's insistence that it will be October 31st, do or die. And they can't get an appointment. Is there a way around it?
Okay, there's two things. First of all, a lot of people might not have realised that making an appointment at the moment, when you go onto the government site, there's the drop-down menu, there's another choice there. And this is the one you must use. It was there before, but they didn't give you appointments on it. It now says Policía Certificados UE, exclusivamente, para Reino Unido.
Ah.
So that's police certificates for EU citizens, basically, and exclusively for those from the United Kingdom.
Ah.
Please use that. I tried it this morning. I tried it yesterday. I always do try, especially before I come on radio, and there were appointments available in quite a few different places. Not Alicante, I'm afraid.
Oh.
And I think it's time, as the consulates have said, contact them. Please contact them, those that are trying to get appointments in Alicante. That's step one, to tell them that they have not been appointments, as people said, since April for months.
Yeah.
I've noticed the same thing, not acceptable. If you can, go to Valencia. You're supposed to go in your town, but at the moment they understand, go to wherever.
Allowed. You can go outside of your area.
It's supposed to be allowed.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen when you've made your appointment. I can't see they'll turn you away. A lot of people are quite... A lot of the civil servants are sympathetic, others not. So it depends who you get.
Mm.
Those who cannot get this appointment and are residing here, please make sure that, number one, you're on the padrón, the town hall census. It proves your residency here. Every other proof that you have been resident in Spain, don't worry about it. It's a little bit like the settled status, but they didn't have the option in the UK. There, you've had the option to do your residency, but people for many reasons have not done it. Some have really not known. People don't want to understand that, but they don't know. You will be able to apply post-Brexit for your TIE. You're going to jump through quite a lot of hoops, but you will be able to apply.
Unlike now, where it's a piece of cake.
Yes, of course.
I'll just take this caller here. Good morning. You're live on TRE. Hello. Who's calling?
Hello, it's Michael from Balonis. I wondered if you could help me. We have a certificate, a green one. It's got on the top España, Certificado de Registro de Ciudadano de la Unión. Is that the same thing as the...
Yes, you're talking about an A4. Is it greeny coloured?
Yes.
Yes. How long have you had it, and does it say permanente on it?
I can't see anywhere it says permanente, but it's from 2008.
Oh, if you can get an appointment, go, I hope I'm not saying all this and then we remain in the EU, but then it's not a bad idea to have permanente written on. If you can get an appointment where you are, I don't know, you did mention, I didn't catch exactly which region.
Alcoy.
Which is?
Alcoyd was under the Comunidad of Alicante, but it's about an hour's drive inland from Alicante.
Okay, so you won't get an appointment at Alicante, but do keep trying, maybe Valencia. And it may be a good idea in this last month to get the Permanente written onto your certificate. They shouldn't ask you to provide anything except an updated padron, that certificate and your passport and photocopies of your passport, pay the tasa, and if they know their job, they'll print you out one that says Permanente, which means less hoops, allegedly, to jump through. You'll be in Group 1, as I said before, again, on our website under Brexit Link, Spanish Contingency Plans.
Right, so I'll go to the police station in Alcoy and ask them for the date, because I think they're the ones who gave me this in the first place.
Well, if you can just pop in and say you can't get an appointment online, go and try and say, and what do you want? I just want to update to permanent, tell them it's because of Brexit, you want to feel secure, anything.
Yep.
Sad face, you know, that sort of thing. Very polite with a sad face.
And when they finish laughing at you, you can then have a conversation with them, yes.
They'll laugh at you when you've left. Don't worry, you can take it. They'll laugh when you've left.
All right, I hope that helps. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Another caller, Morning Live on TRE. Hello.
Morning, guys. Hans here from Dania, Calpe, whatever.
Morning.
Just to let you know, my son lost his green stuff again, like he did just 2 years ago. Anyway, it took me only 2 weeks to get an appointment in Dania.
Oh, that's good news. And he's just going to renew his... He's obviously got his police report and he's going to ask for a duplicate.
He has to go to the police and say he lost it again.
That's
like
right.
Every time when he loses it. And I have to go with him because he's 16, so...
Oh,
I
this
have
is
to be
so...
With him.
Yeah, he needs to carry a copy, a legalised copy, because these are like gold dust at the moment, because they might make him go through all the paraphernalia again if he's not been here 5 years. But of course, he's 16.
He's born here.
He's born here.
Austrian,
okay.
So we have to do this
thing. Yes, do go. And
like me, I always need it. But just to say, there's more offices around here. Like there's one in Benidorm for sure. There's one in Dania for Alicante people. And
yes.
I'm not sure if there was one in Altea. There used to be one there. So it's not only Alicante, Valencia.
Exactly.
Even the capitals of the, you know... This,
Valencia, Estrangeria. We did say that earlier on, to go to any of your... In your region, in your autonomous region, go to any office.
Yeah, we have got these comarcas, you know, like we are in the Marina Alta from
yes.
Calpe to Dania. So we have it in Dania. They have Marina Baja and they have... Whatever. So there's more offices around for people which are maybe not getting in Alicante.
Well, at least for your son, I'm presuming you're not UK nationals?
No, we're Austrians.
Ah, well, great. So, yes, he needs it.
To continue with his study and
yes.
to present it, he's now on a waiting list and maybe
okay.
lose an opportunity because we still need it for those things.
Of course you do, but you're not being pressurized as so many people are, but he is because he needs it. Okay,
yeah.
Good luck.
Okay,
don't forget to do
Bye.
Him a copy, a legalized copy, certified copy, and keep hold of his original.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Hans. All the best. Take care. We have another caller here. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Oh, good morning. Oh, I've got through it. We've had a terrible gutter-freer, so...
Oh, bless you.
Just to ask, I've just managed to get onto the computer. I've got... At 2000, I've got one of the big green sheets of my residencia. Am I legal or what?
Of course you're legal and you're permanent. Does it say Permanente on it?
Well, to be honest,
bit further down.
I haven't looked because I've only just managed to get on to you.
Okay, well,
I
do have
I'd
a
ask.
Look. And if you can, wherever you are, you can get an appointment to update it in case we leave with a no deal.
Because the trouble is I'm semi-disabled and I haven't got a car.
Oh, can anybody help you?
Well, I'd have to get a taxi.
Mm. Oh, well, see if a friend can help you. That can be expensive. And don't forget, you've got to make your appointment online. If you're having a problem, contact us through the website and we'll try and help you.
Fingers crossed, because you know what it's like with the Spanish income tax. I've just had to send that off to the Spanish income tax and I haven't had a query.
Mm. Your renter or your annual...
The residencia, you know, they always want everything you pay.
Oh, so you're still doing your tax returns?
Yes.
Are you exempt or not from paying taxes? Yeah.
Well, we're going through things at the moment and God knows what, you know.
All right, if you're exempt, you know, you won't have to carry on doing these. A lot of the Hestors or lawyers won't tell you that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
For your call.
Check
Appreciate
your permanent
it.
Residency on it.
Okay, we've just got a few minutes left. Just if appointments are scarce, if you get an appointment, the magic appointment, and you get turned away because you got the wrong colour socks on that day.
They should let you go back with the right coloured socks. Go and get your right
coloured
socks
then.
And go back. Yes, right. Always be nice and firm. There's no point getting cross. If anybody is not treated correctly and you're being turned down, totally ask for the Hoja de Reclamación, or the Libro de Reclamación, the complaints book. It does work. And very quickly, we got a call from John the other day in Fuengirola, who tells us that in Fuengirola, they've already got the special desk up for the chat that will look after all those from United Kingdom.
All right, okay.
Besides the drop-down menu.
So we've become a drop-down box and a desk now. That's fantastic.
A desk, at least in Fuengirola, yes. I think that's very good. So good, well done to Fuengirola for putting a desk up for the UK Nationals.
Fantastic. And so basically, if see, the problem is, and I guess we've talked about this before, there is no real guideline. It's who you get on the day, isn't it?
Well, there is a guideline. There's a law.
Yeah, but don't stick to it.
No, because they don't seem to get their nota informativa that they pass, you know, their notice that they pass like a memo around.
I know somebody who went last week for a residency appointment. They got turned away on a tiny, tiny technicality and they paid a lawyer €800
Sorry,
for the privilege.
Were there eight of them?
No, two of them.
That is incredibly expensive.
Yes, extraordinary.
Watch this space about lawyers in the future.
Well, that was going to say, that's a kind of...
Watch this space, yeah. Because I am actually doing something. But
good.
We'll talk about
good.
It. We'll
Thank
come
you,
and
Myra.
Advertise.
Very quickly, final caller. Morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Can you just clear up this business about a certificate? Because we've been residents here since the 6th of the 10th, 1998. We have our residency cards.
Yeah.
But we don't have a big A4 sheet.
Can you explain? Can you just quickly explain what is your residence? Are you talking about the old photo card?
No, we've had that replaced.
Oh, good.
And we've got the green ones that don't expire according to
yes.
the information we had. It was done on the 17th of 2012.
Yes.
Was when this was renewed.
Yes.
And we've been here permanent. It says on it residency something permanente in Espanol.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
We haven't got a A4 green sheet.
No, because they're now not in existence anymore, only if you hold one. They quite a few years ago they started, you know, like when you applied that many years ago, which is five years, isn't it? Before they started issuing the smaller size, the little smaller size card size, the one where all the print rubs off.
Well, I had it plasticated, so.
What, your original?
Yeah. Well, no, I've got the original as well.
Okay, good.
The original, had the new one plasticated.
So not the new one. You mean a copy of it?
Yeah, it says a certificate only registration.
Yes, but is it a copy that you had laminated or the original?
No, it's a copy.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yep, nothing to worry about. Do look on the website. You're in Group 1 if we go out with no deal. And I think it'll be very similar if we go out with a deal. You'll be in Group 1 or maybe we'll be in Group Star.
Yeah, well, if my wife gets on, she gets confused because you were saying you needed this A4 piece of paper.
No, you either have the A4 piece of paper or the small, flimsy card size green copy, either one.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
could I congratulate you on coming up with a better word for laminated, which is plasticated? And I like that a lot. I think that's a much better word.
Yeah, whatever way you want to call it.
Plasticate. I've come up with some new words today. I couldn't even get reciprocity out.
Thank you, Bucle. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, Myra, we're out of time. So people can go to your website, as always, Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain. You've got the website there with that thing which explains the four categories particularly.
Yes, that's on the Brexit link. The Brexit link has got even the withdrawal agreements there.
Great.
In fact, you know, and you have to read it if you're going to argue about the withdrawal agreement. A friend of mine was arguing with me and I forgot to say to her, have you read it?
Brilliant. And, of course, there is a Facebook page as well where some quite lively discussions go on from time to time, it has to be said. But the website is a place to go for the actual official documents. Whew, Myra, we got through it. And amazing, you know, that I pretty much, with all the people who called there is still confusion. There's clearly confusion out
there. Yes, with people who have got
all the documentation
in order.
Those are the ones who've got it documentation. Yeah. God knows
This is what I try and say, Wim. We can have pop-up with the embassy we can have whatever. You've got to know what's going on the ground and the people that do. I'm sorry to say, I'm pleased to say it's Citizens Advice Bureau.
There you go.
And all its volunteers.
Fantastic work, as always, Myra. See you in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you so much.